I just can't get enough of these Tea Party clowns. Wow. So, has anyone noticed that they seem to be the contingent that is against everyone else? I mean, you know, the press calls it being angry. So these are an angry people. But I think there's more to it than that. So what's their agenda? Well, if they have an identifiable agenda, it's we don't want to help the poor. So we'll take care of ourselves and screw the poor. It's also we don't want to help immigrants. So we'll take care of our own people, our own kind. We believe very strongly in the existence of the nation, and we think the nation is us and not you. So again, it's here are these people, and we don't like them. We don't want to help them. We're not responsible for them. It's we don't want to, you know, have entitlements for people among us that are that we consider deviants. So people that are anything transgender, homosexual, whatever. It's also we don't want to help people that are in prison. So we don't want to alleviate their suffering. We want to make it more stringent. Speaking of which, prisoners of war, we want to torture them, take away basic human rights from them. We don't want to help those people. And then also sick people. If any among us gets sick, you know, toss them into the volcano as a sacrifice to the gods, or at least for God's sake, don't give them health care. Not at our expense. You know, we don't want to give any of our money away. So the whole, if you can call it a party, it's the party of fuck you and everybody else with you. If you get sick, if you become a homosexual, if you aren't from here, if you're not one of us, if you don't look like us, if you can't hold your job down and we blow up the economy from borrowing too much for our wars and you get poor, well, screw you too. It's you can call that anger, but I have a hard time just saying, oh, that's anger. That's something else. You know, that's more maybe hatred. It's the party of hatred. It's the contingent of fascism, sort of a Darwinist fascism. The strong survive and the weak, it's the party that if you're standing outside with your hands held open and you're starving to death, we don't want anybody making us feel obligated to help them, which is strange, obviously, because a lot of these people are self-professed Christians, and they're not, of course. I mean, a Christian is anything but what we just described. Christ constantly preached helping the poor, constantly preached embracing the stranger, visiting prisoners. Tolerance for others regardless of their religion or other difference, and constant concern for the sick. I mean, just the parable of the Good Samaritan rolls a lot of that stuff up into one, right? So, and it's not even a parable about Christians, and Christ holds this person up as this person, this non-Christian, is the person that you should strive to be like. So this is the party that says, ah, screw all of that. What we want is a bunch of proof texts and some inner salvation and a politics that goes along with that, that frees us from any responsibility for other people. So it's a complete mockery of anything that could even remotely be called Christianity, regardless of what these nut jobs say. So the politics of hate, far beyond just, it's like a super identity group, isn't it? It's not, gee, we hate people because they're black. It's we hate people because they're different in any way, or they're weaker, we just hate anybody that isn't me right now and isn't exactly like me. So in that sense, yeah, it's an ultra fascist, version of something that identity groups never even thought of becoming. Wow. All right, so that's my take on these Tea Party guys. I can't get enough of them. They're ubiquitous and fun and certainly easy to pick on. And to go with that whole Darwinist thing, you know, we like to take down the weaker ones of the herd and pick them off. And among them, intellectually, it's certainly the Tea Party guys. This is Asher Black. And, of course, you'll be hearing from me again.